You may have heard that Amazon had a big splashy press conference in Seattle to announce the introduction later this year of Amazon-branded smart TVs at Best Buy. Now, this is a big deal for Amazon because it gives the e-tailer a bigger foothold into consumers' homes. Folks who don't have the nerve to buy a TV set sight unseen from the Amazon website can now check it out at their local Best Buy store. It makes sense, but buyer beware, Amazon will be selling bargain price sets that will be hard to research ahead of time. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today, and on today's edition of Talking Tech, I'd like to help you navigate this. So here's the deal. Best Buy currently sells so-called smart TVs with built-in Roku streaming players and 4K high-definition resolution for around $350. Those 50-inch models are a sweet deal. The brand name on the set is Insignia, which is the Best Buy house brand. They are currently made, though, by Hisense, a Chinese TV manufacturer known for decent quality. Not the best, as you might get from Sony, Samsung, or LG, but affordably okay. The new sets, which will go on sale in the summer, will have two brand names on them, Insignia and Toshiba. Toshiba, you'll recall, was once a heavyweight in TV, but then got in all sorts of trouble with an accounting scandal that forced the company to shed many of its electronic units, including televisions. Those sets are now made by Hisense. In a Consumer Reports quality survey of the top manufacturers in 2017, Hisense ranked 10th of 11. These new 11 Amazon TV sets are expected to have built-in Alexa connectivity, which means the TVs will interoperate with the Alexa speaker and allow you to ask Alexa to change channels and probably buy stuff directly from the TV. What they won't let you do is watch the number one video site, YouTube, due to a corporate spat between Amazon and YouTube owner Google. Amazon does not stock many Google products and won't let its consumers watch YouTube on the Echo video speaker or the Fire TV streaming products. If you want to see YouTube and Amazon Prime Entertainment, you will need Apple TV or the Roku player. Now, my hunch is that these sets will be pretty great. Not as eye-popping as a Samsung or Sony TV, but for $350 to $400, pretty cool, and you'll also save the $40 to $70 it would normally cost you to buy the additional Fire TV streaming stick, which is what you need to connect to the internet if you don't have a smart TV. But can you live without YouTube? I can't. I'm Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Look for me on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. Please subscribe to Talking Tech on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. Please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, which helps more people find the show. And as always, thanks everyone for listening.